Hello and welcome. My name is Gino Barbaro, one of the co-founders of Jake and Gino. And in this how-to video, we're going to be discussing how to create a family legacy in real estate. Now, this topic to me is near and dear because I have six children. And more importantly, I have six children who I want to raise properly, who I don't want to raise who feel as if they're entitled. I just don't want to create all of this wealth and be able to hand it over to them and say, here you go, kids. I work my butt off. This is all yours. Enjoy all this money. I obviously want them to enjoy it, but I want them to understand what it took to make it. And I want them to go out and to create their own world. So that's what this how-to is really about. And even if you don't have a family, if you don't have children, as you're building your empire, you still have a legacy. There's still so many things you can do to help create that legacy. Who do you want to leave your money to? Do you want to leave it to a charity? Do you want to leave it to another family member? Where does that wealth go? And how do you want to be remembered? So the very first thing that I would say with my kids is I try to include them in the business. When I was the pizza guy, I remember often bringing them into work with me, exposing them. And that's what happened with me when I was a young kid. That's how I got into the restaurant business. My father would bring me at a young age. I was 8 years old going into the kitchen, working with him as an eight-year-old. Then when I got older, 14, 15 years old, I ended up working in the front of the house. I still went to college, but then I always went back to the restaurant and I opened the restaurant and we had it for years. So what I would say to you is, you know, bring your kids if they can to work. Let them know what you do. The second part, which I did, which was one of the best things that I've ever done in my entire life as far as having my kids become part of the business, is having them invest in my deals and having them invest their own money. When my son Michael was 16 years old, he asked me, Dad, can I buy an amp? Man, Mike was into music. He still is into music. He had two or three amplifiers. And I bit. I said, Mike, sure. How much? It's about $1,400, Dad. I took a deep breath and I said, Michael, you have $5,000 in the bank. Now that is your money. I really don't want to tell you what to do with that money, but you're not an adult yet. And to me, it would be irresponsible if you spent 20, 25% of your net worth into a musical instrument, into an amplifier that you really don't need. You already have two. Yeah, but Dad, I want it. Going back and forth and back and forth. And I stood fast. And, you know, he wore me down like any teenager would. How many of you can relate to that? The constant wearing down, constant effort for the next 3 months asking me. And I relented. I said, no, I don't think it's a good idea. Hold off until we have a real estate deal. You can invest your money into the deal. And I know he wanted to do that, but I know he wanted the amp also. And my ability to hold him off really benefited him. Because 3 months later, as luck would have it, we found the deal. And it was an amazing deal. I let him invest in part of my equity. His $5,000 went into the deal. And as we say once again, the rest is history. He has turned that $5,000 into a mid six-figure net worth. He's invested in five of my other deals. Now, you might be saying, how did that happen? Well, it's over a span of 5.5, 6 years. He's been able to reinvest the money. He's been able to take the money that we refinanced out, pulled it out, and instead of going out and buying amplifiers, he'd put the money into the next deal. But more importantly, what did that do for my son? All of a sudden, he's invested in the deal. He has skin in the game. He's starting to use words like owner draws. He knows what economic occupancy is. He even started talking about creative financing. Dad, can you sell or finance this next deal? I obviously said no. But the thought of him understanding that, if he had been passive and not had any skin in the game, not had any of his money, it would have been a completely different story. Now for him, the end of the month, knowing what the draws are every month is a highlight just by letting him invest in my deal. So think of how powerful it is. That's what I want you to start doing. If you have children, let them invest their money in the deal. All right. That's so important. The other thing is if you have properties next to you, hey, take them out. Let them collect rents with you. Let them do some work. Let them do some landscaping. If they can, if you're handy and you're painting, let them help you paint. Let them help you take care of the apartments. The other thing I would do is if they're old enough, if they're teenagers and you're starting to do property tours, possibly bring them on a property tour. let them see how you talk to other professionals in the business. If you're doing Zoom calls and you're doing with a bunch of other people, let them be part of what you're doing. Let them listen to the language of finance and of entrepreneurship. Because once they start immersing themselves in that and they start listening to it, it starts becoming second nature to them. It's amazing what happens with their mindset. A couple of things I would do with them and actually let them start consuming right now. If they're teenage years, 17, 18, 19 years old, and if you haven't, I let them read the book, The Psychology of Money. It was an amazing book for me. Let them understand what their psychology of money is, what their relationship to money is. And if you don't know what your relationship to money is, start reading it yourself. I was the classic saver, never wanted to spend money, but I would save money for an asset, but it was very hard for me to spend the money on myself. Could spend it on my kids. Just understand what the psychology of money is for you and what your relationship is. Now, I created the Jake and Gino community as a side note for future generations, for my impact. So as I get older and I am no longer here, my children and my grandchildren can go online and Google Grandpa Gino and say, well, Grandpa Gino wrote kids' books. My wife's written 3 kids' books. Go to jakeandgino.com. You can check them out. We've written other books. We have hundreds and hundreds of videos, how-tos. We have stuff on personal development. We have the Jake and Gino Academy, the Jake and Gino platform. They can learn and they can see what I was doing and what I was teaching. And how powerful is that if you start thinking that way, where you're leaving a legacy, not only of money, but of education? Because what I really want you to understand is I don't want you to think of just giving your children money, but giving them the ability, like I did my son, to be able to become an investor, to teach them the business of real estate. And we do that at Jake and Gino. It's called the conveyor belt theory. That's one of our trademarks that we have. It's not just out there buying real estate and collecting it, but buying it, investing it, and looking at it as a business. You know, at Jake and Gino, we say we create multifamily entrepreneurs. That's what we're doing through the conveyor belt. You can buy real estate in any part of the market cycle. You can sell it in almost any part of the market cycle. Understanding that and looking at real estate as a business will change your whole outlook on real estate and investing. If you can teach that to your children, it's more powerful than money. Because if you have the money, but you don't know how to invest it, then that money is useless. But if you have the knowledge, you can take that knowledge, start small, wherever you are, even with $5,000 like my son, find somebody who knows what they're doing, latch onto them, and start growing your business that way. So it's more important to teach them about the business than just to leave them money. And one other thing that I'd like to say about, you know, mindset. For me, the mindset of teaching our children not only to save money for an event, which is important. We have to teach our children to save, because if you can't save, you will never be able to create wealth. That's the reality. Because if you're making a dollar and you're spending a dollar, there's nothing left for you to invest in. But if you're making a dollar and you're saving 75, and you're spending 75 cents, you've got 25 cents left over for you to invest. So teach your children and teach yourself, don't save for that event. Save for that asset, like a home or a multifamily or a stock paying dividend, whatever vehicle you like. Save to buy those assets. Those assets will produce cash flow, and that cash flow will pay for the event once the event is over, whether it's a vacation, whether it's buying a car, whether it's paying for your kids' college. That event is over. Guess what? You still have the asset that's producing cash flow. If you can teach that to your children, it is life changing, right? That's important for you to do. And as far as legacy goes, once again, think about what legacy you want to leave. For myself, I want to leave a legacy of having my children make their own wise decisions. I want them to be able to think about going towards their sole purpose, finding out what their sole purpose in life is and shining. What are their talents? What are their gifts? What were they created here for? And that's what real estate has allowed me to do, what multifamily has allowed me to do. Now I'm creating the vehicle. Now, a lot of you are probably saying to yourselves, well, how about estate planning and all that for the future, for the legacy? That's absolutely important. And if you want an attorney that works on estate planning, just email me, gino@jakeandgino.com. I've got a terrific attorney, an estate planning attorney that I've utilized to to be able to pass my assets down to my heirs, starting with a revocable trust, then an irrevocable trust, and all of that. That's truly important. But those are just vehicles. That's the protection. Think about what plan you want to create and then utilize the estate planning. Listen, this is such an important topic. Dwell on it a little bit. What do you want your legacy to be? What do you want your children to learn? What kind of imprint do you want to leave on your kids? It's been an honor for me and a privilege to share this information for you because I'm truly passionate about leaving a legacy and leaving what we've learned in this generation on for the next. And as we like to say at Jake and Gino, people with financial intelligence can change the world for the better. That's not only us, but that's for our kids as well. Thanks, everyone out there, and I will see you on next week's How To.